97.3.
Well, every day in hospitals and clinics across the country, doctors and nurses are throwing away reusable and recyclable medical items after being used only once. This attitude is creating a waste crisis in healthcare, but there are some in the industry who are trying to solve the problem. I'm joined now by one of those people, Dr. Forbes McGain, an anaesthetist and ICU physician at Western Health in Melbourne. Forbes, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Victor. Thank you very much.
So, what kind of waste have you seen in hospitals and clinics over your career?
Yeah, so, well, a great deal of waste, and sadly, an increasing amount of single-use waste, moving away from reusables to disposable single-use items. And everything from, you know, metalware to many different types of plastics in terms of gowns that, you know, surgeons and other doctors might wear, instruments that are used, plastic bowls, those sorts of things. That's what we're looking at. At the same token, we've made some inroads, at least in Western Health and some other hospitals in Australia, to try and reduce that increasing amount of single-use equipment.
Yeah, so would you say that level of waste has been constant throughout the time you've been in the health sector, or has there been an increase in the amount of waste created recently?
Yeah, no, there's been an increase in the amount of waste that's been used over the last 20 years that I've been in medicine.
And what's the motivation behind that?
Yeah, there's a few tricky ones. Some are related to infection prevention, although that's not actually the main one. It's the one that's often talked about, but it's not necessarily the main one. Cost. Sometimes single use is less expensive because a lot of these instruments and other devices and gowns, etc., might be made in countries that have much lower labour costs, for example. And I think a lot of it is just ease of use on the parts of many people, many doctors and nurses. But the other one that's interesting is that I think it just becomes the norm. And so when you see it's the norm, then this is what happens. And when you've got a mix of single-use and reusable equipment, often the reusable ends up being lost unexpected or inadvertently because, you know, people are thinking it's single-use when in fact it isn't.
Yeah, and I guess one thing to sort of put out there as well is there are some things in hospitals that have to be thrown away after use, like syringes. How do we draw the line between what's reusable and what has to go?
Yeah, it's a good question. There are a number of different, I suppose, categories that we use in infection prevention that could be that defines whether something is single use or not. So if we think of a patient who's coming in having an operation, we think of, say, an intravenous fluid bag and their oxygen face mask, for example, that they have after an operation. A lot of those are single use because they're designed that way. So if a manufacturer says it's single use, then it jolly well is single use, whether or not that may or may not be the case. Now, obviously, in the situations I've just talked about, that seems reasonable. And in fact, one of the real successes we've had is the PVC with the Vinyl Council of Australia recycling of medical product. There's more than 100 hospitals now in Australia, New Zealand and beyond that are now recycling lots of intravenous fluid bags and oxygen face masks and tubing and turned into products such as hose pipe in Laverton, Melbourne. So that's a really good news story. But there are a lot of other products that we use that don't actually have to be thrown away. A good example of that might be surgical gowns. We have reusable gowns and we have disposable gowns. Mainly we still have reusable surgical gowns at Western Health, but most other hospitals have gone to single use a while ago. The reason for that is sometimes for the being cost, sometimes being ease, sometimes perhaps infection prevention, although the realities are whether you use a reusable or disposable gown, there's not been shown, in fact, it hasn't been studied very well, to make any differences between infection prevention in that situation. So there are big drivers behind single use, but perhaps what we've shown is that reducing and reusing, as well as recycling what can't be reduced and reused, can make a real difference.
Yeah, and you have sought to do that. After you saw a lot of the waste in your hospital, what did you decide to do about it?
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned, one of the first things we did was the PVC plastic recycling, which was face masks and tubing and things like that. In Toongabby, Western Sydney, Baxter produces 150,000 bags of intravenous fluid per day. And a considerable amount, we don't know the total amount, but we're talking about hundreds of tonnes now of this PVC is now being recycled in Melbourne. So that was one of the big success stories, partnering with Baxter as well as the Vinyl Council of Australia, as well as many good folk within hospitals around Australia and New Zealand. That was a big story. I think working with theatre wrap recycling, all the wrap you see coating a lot of the surgical instruments and gowns and things like that in the operating theatre is now recycled with Replas here in Melbourne. There are other companies in Australia that do that as well. That's another good story. I think probably also, perhaps even more importantly, is the reducing and reusing. We've gone back to no longer throwing out our plastic bowls and anaesthetic drug trays and breathing circuits and face masks that patients have for their operations. Going back to reusable, we showed what's called in the life cycle assessment or cradle to grave scientific analysis with a group here at Western Health and University of Melbourne, that actually it saves money as well to actually be using reusable equipment. Not always, but certainly in the studies that we've been doing over the last decade, looking at reusable versus disposable anaesthetic, breathing and other equipment. Mm. So there's some sort of good news stories there that shows things can be done to stem the tide, as it were, of this tsunami of plastic waste.
Mm. And what you're describing is sort of a staff-led initiative to reduce waste in your medical setting. Do you think hospitals could and should be doing more to intervene in this waste crisis?
Yeah, I think it's a really important question. We should. Yes, you can say there should be perhaps more legislation and requirements. There should be efforts on the level of the companies that are producing the waste in the first place. But in the end, we are the end users. And as we've shown, we don't have to necessarily be throwing these things away. We could be having reusable variants or at least recycling what can be recycled. So I think there's a real onus on us to do so. And I think particularly the nursing staff have a critical role to play in encouraging the medicos, as well as because it's often the nurses who are actually physically throwing the waste away. It's not necessarily that they want to be doing that, but the surgeon, for example, will be leaving the waste at the end of the operation and the nurse will have to put it away. The theatre tech will have to take it down to the waste bin, etc. So it's a lot of this worry, I think, that staff in particular, nursing staff, are finding that they may well be able to do things at home, but at work it's not really working as well as it could be. So there are real opportunities. I think that the Climate and Health Association of Australia, CAHA, as well as the Doctors and the Environment Australia, good groups that can be assisting in the process of trying to make a difference there with reducing waste in hospitals.
And I guess it's an issue that everyone can sort of understand, like anyone who's been to a hospital can see all this stuff around. And it's good that people like you are trying to intervene and help it out. Forbes, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you. Just as a last little word, it'd be great if a few patients were able to comment on the waste that they see around them as well. I think that's a very powerful message.
Okay. Where could they make those comments?
Well, I think that they can make those comments to each hospital has a patient advocate or a leading a public relations comment. That sort of thing is certainly possible.
For sure. Well, there's something that those people can do, and we thank you for your work as well and joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you very much, Victor.